Just for a moment, I want you to consider divine timing. What does this mean for you? Divine timing. Allow your thoughts and feelings and images to move through as you gently inquire into how divine timing shows up in your life today or at any point along your lifetime. It takes a lot of trust and faith to really sink into divine timing. When we trust, we usually trust something that's known. Like we're trusting ourselves, or we're trusting that everything will work out in the end, or we're trusting that the right words will come. And when we have faith, the outcome is a little more open-ended. Because we're having faith that somehow, whatever our experience is, that we're being held, that there's some sort of divine guidance that's running through an experience, and the details may remain a bit mysterious, but we have faith. We have faith that there's something larger than us that is intrinsically good. And faith and trust can work together to help us sink into divine timing. Really considering divine timing can help us to pause and wait and pay attention and then act from a place of awareness, of consciousness, of alignment with oneself. We can pause to receive. We can pause when we know what the action is that needs to be taken. But pausing first allows us to collect all the needed energy to act with consciousness, clarity, awareness, and compassion. Even Manjushri, with his blazing sword of truth, has compassion as he slices through all illusions, providing clear thinking, awaking up. He still has compassion. We can have compassion for ourselves and for others always. Divine timing allows us a moment of pause to let this compassion in. Pausing and waiting for divine timing can allow us to feel the connections that we have with others, with ourselves, with our Creator. Pausing and resting into divine timing can help us feel held first before we act. We live in a world where right action is very beneficial. And we are all called to duty, so to speak, in various ways. And what a blessing when we can act with a compassionate awareness for ourselves, for others, for all beings. Pausing and sinking into divine timing helps us to say thank you and really mean it, to really offer gratitude in a meaningful way. Often happens when we slow down and we move with life into that gratitude, offering it from our hearts. And slowing down, pausing, resting into divine timing helps any action of decisiveness or helping others to wake up to be precise and clear and straightforward and clean. Pausing and resting into divine timing helps us to release anything that's in the way. Anything that's in the way of what we really need to do. All of that can be let go of when we just stop and wait for the right time to move or speak or whatever is needed. It's like shedding a skin. And when we shed the skin of what's old, we can move forward vulnerably and powerfully. Resting into divine timing helps us to feel held first, relaxed, loved by the universe. And then whatever needs to happen from there becomes crystal clear and simple. I invite us all to relax into divine timing now. I welcome us all to just consider what it would be like if we allowed divine timing to move through us. What if we each really listened to the timing that was right for our own bodies, our own minds, our own hearts, and our own spirits? What if we just waited till we knew for sure and then acted with clarity? None of this is about perfectionism. It's just about listening to how the universe is moving through each of us in a unique way every time. This is just an inquiry of how we move with life, how we allow life to move through us into more life for everyone.